Well, I fell asleep wondering whether our second will be as good a sleeper as our first. She glanced over her shoulder at me with a grin, and I gaped at her, eyes wide and incredulous. How could she know the exact thought had crossed my mind only minutes before? "You call Anna a good sleeper?" I asked. "She has been lately," she clarified. "We just had to give her time to grow into it." I watched Sarah's hair slide over her shoulders as she turned back and shook her head. Her hair was longer now, thicker, and the way it slid across her skin made me want to gather it into a ball, hold it in my fist, and fuck her over the side of the bed. Oh, but it had been forever since we'd done anything as rough as that. I swallowed, closed my eyes, and attempted to steady my hunger when she sat on the edge of the mattress and slowly slid her thighs apart. "You've lost your mind," I said with a grin. "Probably true." Her sexy little shrug told me she was only half serious, and a naughty playfulness lingered beneath the surface. Stepping between her legs, I helped her pull her tank top over her head and guided her onto her back so I could slide her thin cotton shorts down and off. Slow, Max. My mind frenzied with thoughts of pushing her thighs to her chest, biting my way down her